Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Liyakune train v'shicha u'meyaka. We learned on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph the remedies that are used to be merape zive, and there were 3 minim that were mixed together with wine. And 2 of these 3 minim, if they are mixed with sheichel, so this is merape yarkuna, type of a jaundice. But we learned that this brings with itself side effects, that he becomes an oka. The yarkuna train, so to be merape yarkuna, this jaundice, you take 2 of these 3 minim b'shiche, but umiyaka, one will become an oka. So the Gemara asks, umishari, is a person permitted to do a pu'ule that will be goyrim akrus? For hasanya, we learned in the baraisa, minayin lesirus ba'odom shehu oso. How do you know sirus is oso ba'odom? Talmud loymer, uba'al tzachem loisasu, bochem loy say osu. Now it seems there's a machlokes harishonim how to learn the drosha. The vial from Rashi, let us see Rashi, umi shori lishtois kois ikrin, loy say osu, kribei loy say osu. So it's, and that's how the Yadovit says pshat in Rashi as follows. Uba'al tzachem loy sasu, the Gemara darshins, kol asher ba'altzachem. That means the pasuk is speaking about umolch v'kosus, that these minim which were nistaris are also lahakrove. Then it says uba'altzachem loisasu. So Chazal darshan uba'altzachem kol sheba'altzachem. Lav davke minim tahoirim. Hu adin minim tmeim also fall into the category of uba'altzachem loisasu. Now the shaila is, how do we know that sirus odom is muta? It seems we are not marbe uba'altzachem, only marbe kolosha ba'altzachem dumye deminim toirim, just like these are balechayim, these are animals. So we're marbe behemus tmeyes, etc., even though they're not roi lakrovim. But how do we know to be marbe that there's an iser sirus by a odom? So according to Rashi, the drasha goes as follows. Habloim ba'altzachem loisasu. And we darshin kribe loisei osu. Bochem, doesn't say the postik bochem. It's kribe loisei osu. Loisei osu is a loshen nifal. So we're speaking about an odom that it should not be done to him. Bochem, that is pshat the barais, according to Rashi. Minayim lesirus ba'odom shuvosu, that is also lesareis odom. Talmud loymel, ba'altzchem lois sasu, and we darshin loise yosu. So loise yosu means that even if the odom is the nifal, he becomes nistaris, it's also also. So we learn out bochem in the odom gufa is also loiseyos, and that is because of the kri of kribe loiseyos. Divrei Rab Chanin al kaponim, we see from this pasuk that there's an iser sirus ba'odom. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili heiche deka mechavin. That is dafke when he's mechavin. Hocha me'atzmoyhu. Here it's coming me'atzmoy. Exactly what the Gemara means we'll see in 1 minute. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'reitze she'yisareis ta'onegel. If a person wants to be misareis ta'onegel, yitel karbaltoi umistareis me'elo. He's permitted to take off the karbaltoi that's on the roish of the ta'onegel umistareis me'elo. So the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying at Teretz? The Gemara saying at Teretz that heiche deka mechaven it is also, me'atzmoy it is mutter, whatever that means. And the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Yochanan So we see Rabbi Yochanan was matter, even if he's mechaber. So what does the Gemara mean before heichid dekom mechaven? The Rabbi Yochanan was matter, afuli was mechaven. Haroitzi sheyisar is talnagel. So the Chiddushei Haran and the Rashba say that what the Gemara means mechaven is lav dafke kavona or rotzin to create zirus. No alahachi koma. Mechaven lesarois oisoi eiver atzmoi. That means when is there an iser dum yedekra? The cross speaking about nosuk vikorus and moch, that is all speaking about pulas what are done by oisoi eiver. So animi leheche deko mechaven. If he's doing a pu'ule in that eiver, that's loisasu b'chem. That is an iser of loisasu. There's an iser of asir. One is not permitted to do such a pula. Avoloi mechavin. This is the lashon of the Chiddush Iran. Kloimer she'einoi noigeya be'ever klal. But if he's not doing a pula at all in this eiver, ela shegoyrim l'sirus, he's swallowing a koisha litrim. And that is misaviv sirus, but he's not doing a pool of oisayeva. Vasirus memele kosi, vavel gam deko mechaven shori. So that is pshat in the Gemara says. So let us see again the Gemara says. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks, there's an iser the eraisa of loisasu, and the loisasu is koilo lafilo sirus odom, since we darshan loisayosu. So the Gemara answered, "Hanimi liheiched dekom mechaven." That's after when he does a pule ba'isa yevonim, and a siyeh ba'isa nevonim, then there's an isel diereise. Hoche, he's not doing anything ba'isa nadvora me'atzmayu. He's shayse and me'atzmayu becomes nistare. And where do we see that this is mutter? The Omar Rabbi Yochanan horaitze sheyisares talnegel is yiter kalbaltoi umistares meilo. He does a pu'ul in a different eiver, umistaris me'elo. So you see that this is mutter. That's pshat in the Gemara's peret. Frag the Gemara, no, you are not learning the correct pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan means something else completely. Ba'oma Ravashi, Ravashi said pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, remus ruchahu denekitale. So let us see Rashi. Emistares me eilo, viavo gav de sirus osir biyodayim, but grom is mutter, that means this is not a pool of biyodayim. Fek de gemore vohoma ravashi, that is not pshat in Rav Yochanan, da hu lav sirusu. You are not being misares the tarnago, el remus ruchane kitale le tarnago. A tarnago is a balgaive. And when his beauty is taken away from him, whom is Abel? The Ene Mishamish. So he doesn't have the Ruach for Shimush. But not he won't be Mishamish. But that's not Pshat because you did a Pu'ule that is Misaris. No, Pshat is now he's not in a Matzev of Shimush. Abel Besirus, Afilu Memelos. So we're back to the Kashe. Now, this Isser Memele, this Isser of Al Yedei Grome, so the Svatemis brings from the Meiri, Be'etzem, why should there be an Isser Al Yedei Grome? It says, Loisasu, the Torah Asen Asiye. So, he brings from the Meiri that, Midrabonon is a smachta Loisayosu, that Afilo Grome is also also Midrabonon. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that it's mutter from Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about something else. But could be the iser of Koisha Likrin, could be his osa midarabon. About Kapon midarabon, and it should be osa. So we're back to the kashe. So why is one permitted to drink a Koisha Likrin? So the Gemara answers, Ella Besoris. That, but one, who is permitted to eat a kaish, who is permitted to drink a kaishal ikrim? A soris. So a soris who is already alive, bar heilode, Asaris is permitted to drink a kaishal ikrim. There's no kilkul al yideish to yosef. Let us see Rashi. Ela besaris. Hach vishori lemishti kaishal ikrim. Bemishu saris kvaras kina. This is speaking about a person who is already a sar. Frag the Gemara. Asaris, one is not allowed to make a second pula of srisas. Ba'omer Abchiya Barabba Omer Rab Yochanan Hakel Moidim B'mechametz Acher Mechametz. If a person will do a pu'ule with a mincha that is chametz already, he was losh a mincha chamutze, so any pu'ule further in a mincha, it'll be loike, it'll be oirech, it'll be oife. B'mechametz Acher Mechametz Shuchayim Shenema loiseyofe chomitz, loiseyose chomitz. So we learn every yasiyah bechimotz is also. And he also says, hakol moidim b'misareis acher misareis shulchay. Shenema umoch v'kosus v'nosuk v'korus. Im al korus chayiv al nosuk loy kolshke. We'll see nosuk is a greater pu'ula than korus. So why did the Torah have to be mechayiv nosuk? Elolahovi noisik acher kaire shehuchay. So the pasuk tells us that is a chiyiv siros acher siros. So now we're back where we started from. So memeila, if b'shtias koishal ikrin, there is a iser of siros al koponim idarabonon. So memeile, so soris will not be a trufe, because it's an iser of a mesaris, acha mesaris. So the Gemara answers, ve'elo bezoke. A zoke. Now here, the Rishonim stellen sich, why is a zoke better than a soris? The Rashba says, Ashvera Rashba. The Rashba asks the Kash. The Tosfos HaRosh seems to say it's a Gzeiras HaKosuv, and that is a din chiyuv misar. We learn out nosuk v'kovos. That is a chiyuv nosuk, even though it was kovos before. That's a Gzeiras HaKosuv. Azokin, it's a chiddush akra. Azokin, that's a lav bar iludit. It's bechlar no isas risus. Ein loch boy al chiddushoy. Rashba says that it's a very interesting chat. Rashba says, "Bochul shekiyotze boi moilid, ve'einoi niker shehoyo mesuris." Mitzad the mahus, it's not niker, he's a mesuris mitchile. Nire ke mesar soy me'arsho. So there the Torah asked, "Mesar es acha mesar," because since he's a shekiyotze boi moilid, so it's a nire ke mesar soy me'arsho. Ashenkin azokin, it's a lav bar iludi, so the Torah didn't ask her to be mesaris azokin. Because the nishtain is to be matar an iser de reise for such a svor is very, very difficult to understand that that's a time of the crow, that the Torah asked mesaris acha mesaris, because it's not nikir. About koponim, whatever the svor shouldn't be, the Gemara held that azokin, that is a lav bar iludi, the Gzeiris of Kosov of Mesaris, Achem Mesaris, does not apply. So Memele, so now that is the Teretz. The Teretz is that the Baraisa that says a person is permitted to drink a Koishel Ikrin is speaking about a Zokin who is a Lav Bariludi. So Memele, and by him there's no Isa, Lesaris is Atzmai. Frek the Gemara, there's no such thing that a Zokin is a Lav Bariludi. Ba'omar Rab Yechanan, hein echziruni l'naroisai. He says, Rab Yechanan said he had taken certain refuas, and even though he was a zokain, these refuas were brought back his naris, and he was able to be meiled again. So that means zikne is also not a lav bariludi. A zokain is also a bariludi be'etzim. So memele, so then there should zikha be an isel srisus an a zoke. Zokte gemore elo ve isha. So now the maskonis ha gemore is, that when is it mutter to take a koishal ikrin when it is ma'akir by a isha. Now, this needs a little explanation. The Rambam paskins that to be misah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Loshon Rambam, that a misah is esa nekeve, potter avul osa. Now the Rav Magid says pshat in the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this? So the Makir of the Rambam was a Teres Koyanim. In Teres Koyanim it says as follows. Minayin shanikavis besirus, Talmud Leimer ki moshchosom bohem mum bob. Rabbi Yehuda Imer bohem Bahem, it says Bahem, Einik Eves Besirus. That is the Teres Koyanim. So the Rav Magid learned Pshat that the Machloikis the Tanakamer of Yehuda is, if there's an Isser Sirus, the Yeraisa by an Ekeve. The Tanakamer says that one is Chayiv and Sirus Nekeves also. Menaim Shan Nekeves Besirus, Tamalem Kimesh Chosom Bahem, Mumba. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein nekeves besirus, and he learns that from the posik bohem, from the word bohem. Rabbi Yehuda ima bohem, it says bohem, ein nekeves besirus. Rav Moshe, zechayne levroche, in Eben Ezer, chelik dalet, simen lamedalet, is mevaya, the shitas, some say it's mevaya pshat in Teres Koyim. Pshat and Teres Koyanim, he brings from the Rabbeinu Hillel that Rabbi Yehuda darshened as follows. It says, Moshchosom, where is there a Hashchose? Bohem. Bohem is going on the previous Posik. The Posik said, Umoch v'kosus v'nosuk v'korus. So that is speaking about the Eivorei Azocho, which are Mibachut. So Memele, in here it says, in this next Pasuk, it says, Umashchosam Bohem. The whole Ashchosam is only in these Eivorim. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Nekeves Besirus. I hear that's the myth of Bohem. Davke Moch V'Kosus is Mashchosam. But Bahem there's no Mashchos. So Memele Minatoire there's no Iser Sirus by an Ekeve. But the Rambam held that since it doesn't say Mutter, so Midrabonon it's also. Midrabonon there is an Iser Sirus. So now the Gemara means to say, when is there an Iser Sirus Midarabonon, if a Pu'ule will be done in the Eivori Hanikeva Mibifnim Lesarso? Like we had, it's Givaldi Kishmak, because we said before that the Iser Diraisa by a Zorcha Guf is also Loisasu Bohem, if an Asiyah was done. But if it is Al Yedei Groma, so Memele, then it's only by Azocha Guf, it is only also Midarabono. So Memele, now that we have that an Ishe, the whole Isel Sirus is Midarabono, so Memele, so the Isel Sirus is Midarabono, if he does a Pula B'Yadayim. But if Al Yedei Grome, so that is Mutter, Afilu Midarabono also. So that is Pshat, in the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara says, Elo Be'isha. So Be'isha, Kais Shel Ikrim, is Mutter Lishtois. That is the Maskonis HaGemara. Agav Urche, we see from this Gemara Al Kaponim, this is a Loshon HaRambam and a Loshon HaShulchan Aruch, that Al Kaponim by an Isha, there is an Isser Sirus Midarabono, without Kais Shel Ikrim, that means to make a type of an operation that will be Mesaris and Isha, according to the Rav Magid, Al Kaponim, it is also Midarabon. That is an Isa Midarabon. There's a shitas hagra. The gra is a mechudish tekeshita. And Ramosh and the tshuva works even though roiv rishonim are not like the gra, but the gra is a gra. That the gra holds that the iser sirus by an ekeve is midiraisa. And the gra is a different girsa and teres koyanim. The gra and teres koyanim is geiris as follows. According to the Rambam, we learned that the Tanakhama holds as an Isser Sirus Minatayre by any cave. This Malkus also. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bohem is only going and Moch Vekosus by a Zocher. And there's no Isser Dereis at all. The Goin is Geiris as follows. That the Tanakhama said, Minayin Shanekavis Besirus. Talmud loyma ki moshchosom bohem. So moshchosom bohem, he learns pshat is the hashchosa is bohem begufa. By a zochor, it's chutz legufa, it's mi bachutz. In moshchosom bohem is that there's a hashchosa begufa. And that only applies by an ekeve, and this is not a lav. The lav of loisasu be'artzechem is speaking about moch, v'kosus, that lav is takye, speaking about evori zochemi bachutz. Masha enkein by an ekeve, this an iser asei the araise of moshchosom bohem. That the whole ashchosa is bohem begufa. And that is how he learns pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam says potar avol also. So he learns pshat in the Rambam that it is not potar from Malkus and also mid Rabbonon. He learns pshat that it is potar. He learns pshat that it is potar from Malkus, but it is also minatayr. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says mum bom. So the Chofetz Chaim learns pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that the whole iser moshchoso bohem is only if it makes a mum. Ma she'ein kein be'ishe da have mum shebeseiser some mele. So there's no iser esa either. And the Goyin says that Abba Kapot, the Rambam passes according to the Tanakhama that there's an iser d'yeraisa. But al koponim, it seems that this iser d'yeraise is only with a maise. Asha'en kein al yedei shtiye, since it's only an iser asay, so it seems al yedei shtiye, this is mutter. Al koponim, that is pshat in the Gemara's teretz elo be'isha, that by an isha there's no iser sirus. Afilo mi darabon. Ula rab yeichenim ben broike, the Omar al Shneim who Oima veYevorach Oisam alekim vaYoimalem Pru Rabu Ma'ikal Ameima. Frag the Gemara. Fine. There's no Iser Sirus by an Isha, but she should not be permitted to drink a Koish Alikrim because she'll become this battle from Pru Rabu. Rabbi Yechonim ben Broika holds that an Ikeim is also Mitzuvah Pru Rabu. So the Gemara says. So according to Abiyachan ben Breike, we'll have to say that Dafkan Isha Zekeine or Akore, that there's no Pruvu, and there's no Pruvu involved, and the Isha Siris is not involved, so Bemele, that's what the Breise is speaking about, that it is Mutter to drink a Koishel Ikre. Zogt Rashi, Hakel Moidim, Afal pi shenechleku bebechoyer she'ochzoi dam. What is the hakel moidim? So there's a machloikis tanoim by a bechoyer she'ochzoi dam. A bechoyer that hemorrhage. I makizin oi ein makizin. What is the shayla? Da vematul mum bebal mum. Seems the hemorrhaging alone is a mum. So now the shayla is if one is permitted to make a second mum. L'rapoisoi. Vikalaman, the shori lakizer velasis boimum. The mundarasel, but hakel moide, moide main, והמחמץ מנחה אחר מחמץ שכל עשיוס של מנחה נאסרו בחמץ. That all the פעולות of the אפייס המנחה are אוסר if they are done בחמץ. תחשיב לא יישאי אופי חמץ, לא יישאי אוסי חמץ. אפייה בכלל לא יישא. If it says לא יישאי אוסי חמץ, why did the תורה, why was the תורה מפרט אפייה? ולמה יוצאוס להקי שלה, מה אפייה מיוחדת, שימה יישא וחיובנו לה בפני עצמו. והכל מוידים, so ממילא, so every מייסא אינה מנחה חמוצה זכאי. שאם לא שאורישים בחימץ, בו השני ואוכל בחימץ, והשלישי אופו, כולם חיובים לסיוס החומץ. קוירס שאינוי נויתקום לגמרי, אלא חויתכון עתלויים בכיס, אין נויסק is נויסק לגמרי. Exactly what this means we'll see in Tosfos. אלא בזוקן שפוסק מלוידם. So ממילא, so the Gemara held that by a zoken there is no איסר סירוס. ואומר רבי יוחנן פרק מי שאוכסה במסכת גיטן הם, הם החזירוני לנערו יישאי רפואי סמורי שום למי שאני בורי בתשמש ואומר רבי יוחנן לאחר שזקנת החזירוני אויסן רפואי לנערו יישאי לתשמש על מזוקי מוילד אלא באישו שאין המצווה בפירי וריביה אמרינה ביבומס פרור בו מלוסורץ וחיפשו איש דרכה ליכבש ודרכה שיש ליכבש. So Rashi is saying already that, I mean, Rashi is taking care about the Purvudike Shaila, but really the Gemara is saying, Ela Be'isha, the Gemara means to say that there's no Yisr Siros Be'isha. Zogt Tosfos. Vohasanya minayin lesirus va'odam shehu osa. Ve'im taima afilu loy osa. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how is one permitted to drink a koishal ikrim? There's a isar of sirus, and now we have to go with a whole drosha. How do we know that it is also minayin lesirus ba'odam shuvasa? So we have a drosha, bachem lo yisei osu, or si taisis, or it's a different pshat. Like the taisis, afilu lo yosu sirus. Why do you have to go into this isar that is an isar sirus with a drosha? The Gemara should have started off right away with the Isser of Pirya Verivya. So why didn't the Gemara start off with the Isser of Pirya Verivya? So this is an often a mitzvah without any droshes. So that should be the kasha. He says, if that would be the Isser, so we have a portion of the teretz. If he was Mekayim Pirya Verivya, then there will not be any Isser of Sirus. So that would be a portion of the Teretz. Therefore the Gemara would be Mechadish, but there's an Isser of Sirus. So Taisa says that's not true. The Isser, one who is Mitzvah Pirya Verivya, there's always a mitzvah and a chiyuv to be Marbe. Hamashve b'seif habo yeventoi, gabi divisu derab chiyye, a very interesting maise. The wife of Rab Chiya was had tzar leide, so she wanted to get a heter to drink a koishal ikrim, but she didn't know if she can get a psa heter behedya from her husband. So she went and she was mishana habegodim. And she came to her husband, Rab Chiya, and she asked him, Mashaila, is a woman mifkid in Pirya Verivya? So Amiridiki Gemara, as long as she was Mishana Begodim, he didn't recognize who she was. That's besides the point. Al Kaponim, so she asked him the Shaila. So he answered her, no, a woman is not mifkid in Pirya Verivya. That's all what she needed. She went home and she drank a Koishalika. Later, Rab Chiya, Givaldik Agmas Nefesh, that they had already 4 children, and he said, Ashot, he could have had some more. Al Koponim, let's see what Taisha wants to be derived from that Gemara. Gabi Deviso Drab Chiyah, the Ave Mifkida Apirya Verivya, it seems, if she would have been Mitzuv and Pirya Verivya, she also wouldn't have drunk the Koshalikum. Ave Shosh Yisam Adakrasa. Avol Gav Da Avolo Shtei Nikavis Shnei Schorim, they had 2 sets of twins. Afal pi kein it is also mishum bevoikes raz arachol erev al panach yodecha. That is an iso, that is a chiyuv kiseida to be marbe b'chol hazmanim. So memele, so we're back to the kasha. So why didn't the Gemara ask? There's an iso. Why does the Gemara have to go? Why does the Gemara have to go into the shaila if there's an iso sirus? But the Gemara asks, it should be also to drink a koishel ikrim because of the of pruvu, and pruvu applies afilu after one was mekayim the mitzvah. Ubeisha deloy shayach sirus. You see, lefiyam is by nisha that it's not shayach sirus, but there's still a problem of pluravu. Uki b'maskonel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, the machay b'pevri b'akoros kaine. Blemuki b'yesh labon. So we see klar that pluravu is a siba lesser shtias koyishalikrim. Afilu yesh labon. So memele. So why didn't the Gemara right away go with this kasha that it should be your thoughts pruvu? Yishloim the mesirus neichel el amifrich mishabdik el man diyam bevepek abo yevim take even the kaim apir yevriv yisulay tzori. This inyan of baboykes ra zar chol erev atonach yodecho is debatable if it applies to pir yevriv. So memeilis according to that man diyam, if one was mekayim pir yevriv yisulay, it's finished. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to mention, but there's another problem involved. There's an issur sirus. Talmud loyme uba arzachem loisasu. So Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos learns pshat. We have to see pshat in the Baraisa. Minayin l'sirus ba'odom shuwaso. Talmud loyme uba arzachem loisasu. That's finished. That's the end of the pasuk. So where do we see ba'altzachem loisasu that Odom is also? So Rashi, so Taisa says, mikem kodosh, from the kem. It should have said, uba'oretz loisasu. It says, altzachem, so we darshan, bochem loisasu. That's how Taisa learns pshat in the Gemara. The chof mem comes to be marbe, that is a iser siras ba'odom gufet. The eye from the chof mem. Mikem kodosh, period. If there's an iser sirus by a kelev that is tomei, the pasuk is only speaking about behemis toiris. They're not the drushes from the kem. They're the drushes from oretz. Kelev mafarish v'shultes trabachoi. The chayv is a goofy. Mali ba'oretz, mali ba'chutzol. Elahai ba'oretz, lechol asher ba'oretz also. So there are two different drushes. Ba'oretz we darshan, which is meyuta kol asher ba'oretz, all the meaning that are ba'oretz. And that were marbet, all minei behemis and chayis and oifes. But in Odom we wouldn't be marbet. So the kem is marbet Odom. Now that we have the shiltas in front of us, so the shiltas says, Amuim de Kechidish. The ho, the also, lishtois, sama da akrase. That it is also for a zocher to drink, sama da akrase, hainu krab Yehuda. Doma dovo sheini miskaben also. Because Rab Yehuda holds, dovo sheini miskaben is also. But according to Rab Shimon, that holds Dovash and Miskaven is Mutta, so the Shilta held that it will be Mutta to drink a kasa de koishal ikrim, if the Kavon is l'refue, so he's not Mechaven l'is Aker, so Philip will become a Noker, so Dovash and Miskaven. Frek the Shiltas, va'af al gav de kaim belong ke Rab Shimon de Shor. Frek the Shiltas, if that's the only reason why it's also, so it should be muta, we pass to like Rab Shimon. So he says, Amo'uyim dikechidish, Hainu davke v'shabes. When did Rab Shimon say that Dovo Sheinim Miskaven is muta only b'shabes? Mishum deboinon meleches machsheves. There, there's a din of meleches machsheves. So there, Rav Shimon said, Dovo sheni miskaven is muta. Aber b'chol ha-teire kula svir alon ke Rav Yehuda. He says, no, that the kaimolon. Rav Shimon holds all over. But the kaimolon is afke by Shabbos, because there's a din of meleches machsheves. So there, a dovo sheni miskaven is muta, because it's felt in meleches machsheves. But b'chol ha-teire kula, we hold like Rav Yehuda. The b'chol ha-teire kula kaimolon ke Rav Shimon. So the Rebbe wishes to disagree with the Shiltes, that we pask in b'chol ha-teire kula ke Rav Shimon, the Shor, ki the mashke lo b'perek ha-maitzi, tamrin in drab yoichen in sovar ke stam mishne, the nozir chayfe from a fast face, and you're not chaye shil for be oikir saris, because it's a dovo shayne miskav. Maimik Rav Shimon, the Shor, dovo shayne miskav. And we are in a paskin like Rav Shimon. So we see we pass in like Rav Shimon, afilu b'shar isurim, not only by isurei Shabbos, where there's a din of melachas machshavos. V'chein mashme b'perek kol psulei amagdoshim, the Shmuel sovar ke Rav Shimon b'chol ha-teire kula. Shmuel also like Rav Shimon b'chol ha-teire kula, the dove shen miskav and shori, tabi amakis dam b'pcheir, the posek osam ke Rav Shimon, the posek Shmuel osam ke Rav Shimon. That Shmuel paskins over there like Rav Shimon, the Shori lahakis. There's a dovah shenim miskaven to make them a mepoichat hashte. Like Shmini Shmuel do dovah shenim miskaven muta damar Rav Chiya Barashi. That's an a dovah nilcha Shabbos. Iye shchilik vei iye shchilik bein Shabbos al daume. It's a chosam shapel lifso ke Rav Shimon. Afol gav de kva Shmini de be Shabbos aloche ke Rav Shimon. So Memelus Atosis brought two rayas that we pass in like Rav Shimon afilu b'dovah sheinim b'chol ha-teire kula afilu not by Shabbos. So now we have to understand. So why is it taka also to drink a koishal ikrim l'refua? It's a dovah sheinim miskaven. So Atosis says v'ocha osi afilu l'Rav Shimon the psik reishu, because here it is a psik reishu the vada yistares b'shtias kois ikrim. So, Memela, by a psik reisha, we do not have a heter of a dovo sha'inei miskav. Let us just for 2 minutes see the Rosh. The Rosh is Moisif one nekude, and the Rishain, and the Achainim ask on the Rosh that, he says for himself. But al kaponim, let us see the vial the Rosh. The Rosh is Kuf Ayin Dalet Omid Beis. Kuf Ayin Dalet Omid Beis. It is in the Rosh Ois Tes. And it is around the 8 lines from the Ois Yud. Let's go 9 lines. Veheichi Dishosi Samol Refuah. If a person will drink a sam l'refue, umei eker, osa afilu Rav Shimon, the moide Rav Shimon b'psik reishe v'lo yomo. So mamela, so that's the Rosh feels always like the, like Taisvith, that afilu Rav Shimon b'yosa. V'lo yishai chikam divrei bal ha'oruch. So now he asks a kasha l'chayre, if the lomdis is, and it is also because it's a psik reishe, no. We have the shita sa'oruch that apsik reisha d'loi nichalai is muta. The om aloi osa rabshim apsik reisha leicha d'nichalai. So he says, ha'ainu davke, now we have a moira dike mechudish dike rosh. Ha'ainu davke linyin Shabbos. When did the oruch say apsik reisha d'loi nichalai is muta? That is davke by Shabbos, the be'in in melechis machsheves. So loi nichalai fell to melechis machsheves. Avul b'shari surim loy be'inen de nichalei. That is going to bring a raya from a psagamore. So memele, so he says here a gewaldike chiddush that afilu the oruch that the oruch said that a psikreishe de loy nichalei is muta that is dafke by Shabbos. And not by, not by other Yisurim. There has to be a Sira Darosh in Perek Haboyne that says Fakar. Because the Rosh is chaylik on the Oruch from Rayas from Kol HaTorah Kula. And if the Oruch himself is made by Kol HaTorah Kula, so the Mele, so both the Rav Kefal and the Kashis from the Rosh. That Kashis, the Kolben, the Samuel. But on Kaponim, here we have a Mechudish like a Rosh, that the whole Oruch was only mentioned by Shabbos and not by Kol HaTorah Kula. Zog Taisvis weiter. Lahavi neuteig acher keures. So the Loshen what Taisvis brings from Rashi, in unser Rashi, steht es nicht, aber gewonnen, dass Taisvis understood Rashi. Peirish Rashi, the Gemara asks, madach keures is chai, madach gewiss, neuteig acher keures. Peirish Rashi, de keures, heinische keures, beizem mimokaim chiburam, vadayim heim bekis. The noisik avish and noiskom minakis umashlichon laorz. Koshel ri, the beperk alelo mumim, koma de noisik vikos lahave mum begoli. The isno perish isno bekisom, both of them are not a mum begoli. So according to Rashi, that noisik is not the kiss anymore, so memela, it is a mum shebegoli. So nirel ri, the koros avish le nichesu le gamri mimokim chaburam. Is not completely cut, Ela adayim urim ktsas. Nosa kainu shenitku legamri el shehem bekis. Now, if you would ask me, I would say that pshat na Rashi also. Because Rashi says, she'enai noitkom legamri, elo choitchom utluyim bekis. So if the tluyim sal kochach, he was not a kairis, the chutei abeitzim, the tluyim. They're not the sunim. The tluyim bekis. But the place in Taisus has a different Rashi, or the Taisus understood different Pshat and Rashi. But we'll hear from our Rashi, it would seem Mamish Lewi Taisus says, Ela bizokin, hoche loy shaykh la meisa mishem misaris acha misaris, the zikna lav sirusu. The only Yisar is dafke, the Rashbis spots, it's there, it's a kosuv that the whole list is dafke if the pool of srisus made him alive by Eludi, then there's an iser of mesaris, acha mesaris. But if he's the teva alive by Eludi, there's no iser. Bizkeino bakore, the isha nami loishayach bo mesaris, acha mesaris, then shayach bo sirus. There's no iser bechlal. There's no isa, the dein shayich bo sirus, there's no isa sirus bechlal by an isha. Yeah, so the whole pulpul was only a pulpul in Pirya Varivya. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Achoyshesh b'shinov. If a person has problems, he has a toothache, lo yigameya bohemes achoymitz, he should not swallow chaymitz. Avo metabol hu kedalkai. Metabol kedalkai, Rashi says, macholoi upitoi bechaymetz. He's, if b'shasta, the kol achilos moya de tibu, so he should eat, while eating, he could be metabol kedalkai. Ve'im nisrape, nisrape, and this will be nisrape, is nisrape. Lamaise, he did not do a pu'ula that is muchach l'refuah. What is the Mishnah want to say, Vim Nisrape, Nisrape? So and what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Vim Nisrape, Nisrape? So the Chiddush of it wants to say that all the fuas that a person is a Meichish is permitted to take a Machul Briyim, they don't work so quickly, the refuah. Chaimetz, if it works, it does wonders immediately. So memele, so one would think, even though metabol hu kidalkoi, even though metabol hu kidalkoi, it's not nire from his pu'ule, that it's a maiser refue. But if you look at his face 10 minutes later, and you look how he looked before he was groaning, and now there's no more pain, So Mamela, so the results of the refue should be Yasib Bata'asa. So everyone, it's written out on his face that he was Nisrape in the, well, Manishtane from 10 minutes ago announced Al Koch, this was Merapim. So that's what the Mishnah wants to tell us. The Mishnah wants to tell us that is no chesaron. Even though the refua will be niker, as long as he did not do a pu'ula shel refua, he did a, this is a derech achila of tibul b'chaymit, so memeile chazal did nas. Ha'choshes b'mosnov lo yosuch b'myayin b'chaymit, because this is not derech, this is not the derech of Briyim. Avosochu es ha-shemen. But shemen, one is permitted to be soch, because it's the steiger of Briyim also to be soch b'shemen. So memele, so this is mutter. The Chiddush wants to say that could be the Chiddush lo yosuch b'yayin v'chaymetz, even though we had before that not a machal b'riyim, one is not permitted. She says, could be there it's more nikel l'refuah than here. Because over there, if it's not a machal b'riyim, so when he eats it, so the people don't eat these things. Most probably it tastes horrible. So there, looking at him swallow it, it's nikel, he's doing it l'refuah. Here, the siche b'yayin v'chaymetz, he doesn't make a face from it, fakert. Normally, one is not soch b'yayin v'chaymetz. But the nikel that he's doing it l'refuah, ma'ashayin came by siche, it's not so much nikel. So the Mishnah is telling us, but since l'maise derech b'nei odom are not soch b'yayin v'chaymetz, it's also nikel. V'loy shemen v'red. This is a shemen that was mixed together with roses, a very expensive shemen, because a normal person cannot afford to shmir himself with this shemen. So Mamelus al Kochach, if he's doing it, so this spells out refuah. B'nei melochim sochin shemen vered al makeisayim, shekein dalkon losach b'chol. But b'nei melochim, where they could afford a more expensive shemen, the sichosom, so memela, they're permitted to do it, because by them it's not nikar that they're doing it l'refuah, since they always do it. She came dalkam losuch b'chol. But not b'nei melochim, it doesn't fall into his, he can't afford it. So memela, by him it's nikar l'refuah. Chadishab wants to say, she came dalkam losuch b'chol, that it is only mutter if they were losuch b'chol. If the Bnei Malachim will decide, I'm going to start doing it every Shabbos now, it'll be awesome. It's only mutter if it was dark and losach b'chol. So Ayid is also permitted to be soch with shem and bread, because it's not kash. Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim. They're deserving of Avasicha v'dava choshev also. Zegt Rashi, lo yosach ben yayin v'chaymetz, en odom soch oisai ela refuah. So it's nika that he's doing it la refuah. Avaloi shem en vered, lefi shedom av yikorim. Yikorim v'einei motzi. Muchacha milse del refuah ovich. Ken balken losach b'chayl v'loi makim. So memele, so therefore it is not nika they're doing it la refuah. Rami le Rav Ache Ariche. The tall Rav Ache asked the Shaila, to who Rav Ache bar Pope, le Rav Abo. Tanan, we learned in the Mishneh, Achoshesh Bishinov lo Yigma b'emes haChaymetz. It says he shouldn't swallow Chaymetz, le Memre de Chaymetz mala le Shinaim. So it seems that Chaymetz is good le Shinaim, so therefore it is also. It seems that these are mazik. So the Gemara says, loy kashe. There's two types of chaymes. Ha be kiyua de peiri, ha be chalo. Let us see Rashi. Kiyua yayin. If you have a wine, shalay nizbashel called solcho banovo, that it wasn't ripened when it was in the grapes, it wasn't ripened completely, and that was misaviv, that it is chaymetz, is kosher l'shinayim. it was nizbashel kol tzolchay, and later it became chaymetz, that is good for the shinayim. The boy yiseima ova bechala. Could be both are speaking about chala. Chaymetz. Ho de ike make, ho de leke make. Ike maka masi, leke make marvi. Zogt Rashi. Leke make, if there's not a make, there's no swelling, marvi. Tzaymes abosa. So the bosa gets, it shrinks in. Vashinayim nirpim. So the teeth become loose. That means if the gums get shrink, so memele, so the moishe vashinayim gets loose and then it's kalya. That's kechaymes lishinayim. But if he has a toothache, so sometimes there's a swelling in the gums, so then shrinking the gums will not bring about a looseness of the teeth. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Le'igameye bohen esa chaymetz. So the Gemara asks for a sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, lo yigameye o poilet. He should not take it into his mouth and spit it out. That is also. Havel migameye boileye, but if he takes it into his mouth and he swallows it, so that is muta, because then it's nire kachila. No one sees what his intent is. Omar Abaye, kisna nami masnisen megameya upailet. The Mishnah that says that it's also means if he's pailet, he spits it out again. If he swallows it, it's take muta. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. Kisna nami masnisen megameya upailet nan. The Mishnah is only speaking about when he's poilet. V'seifa diktoni avol metabol hu kedalka. So the seifa that was mater, so why was the seifa mater? That he's dipping in his macholim and chaymetz, the seifa should have said a greater chiddush. He's allowed to swallow chaymetz behedye. Who hadn't have a motzila mitzvah megameya boileya? Elo ulche de milsen noka. So Asemis asks, this is fault, it's a greater chiddush. It's fault not to steiger to swallow chaymetz. Should have said this chiddush. Al koponim, that's what Taisva says. According to Abaye, megameya baileya is muta. The Gemara chapton do ulche de milsa, but who had the megameya baileya? Rova omar afilu teime megameya uboileya. No. Our Mishnah is asering megameya ubeilei. He's not allowed to swallow it either. And we had a baraisa that is matel megameya ubeilei. So Rav says it depends when he does it. Kan lifnei tibul. If this is before the achila, so the chaymetz was used to be megarer taivis achila. So memela, that's derech achila. So memela is no issa. That is the beraisa. That the beraisa says, megameya boileya. That's kaidam achila. Kan la'acha tibul. But after the suda, he's full already, and now he's gonna take and swallow some chaymid. So now this spells out refuah. Because now it's not the shteger to swallow chaymids after the suda. So memela, therefore it is us. Let us see Rashi. Loyigameyo poilet, the muchach del refui. Lifnei tibul, lifnei achile, muta, shadak moyo, litvil bechaimitz bechol yoim. Vero yoimer, zeu tibul, this is the tibul, he's swallowing it, he's metabolic, it's all the same. Ola acha tibul, but after the achile, osa kol yoim, shekvar soad vetoval kol tzolchay, now he's gonna go and be megameya, this is us. Fregte Gemara Akashan Rove, how could Rove say such a thing? V'neimo mida lifnei tibul shori. If lifnei tibul is shori, la'acha tibul nami shori. Chazal did not make gzeiris, so say that's nire kechucha tlula. if you're allowed to do it before, so they didn't say afterwards you're not allowed to do it. If they were mata already, megameya boleya, they should be mata all times. Where do we see such a svarah? The shamina leila rove, rove said such a svarah. The islay hoyl, rove holds a svarah of hoyl, that if you are mata in one place, even though in the second place, it could be you don't have the same svarah saheter, but there's a svara, if we were matter it once, we can't go and split the hair and say, here it's mut and there it's also. The Omar Rove, leko midi de bishabish shori, ubiyay makipurim also. There's no such thing that Shabbos is mut and yem kippur is also. Hoyo de bishabish shori, yem kippurim nami shori. Now let us see what Rove is speaking about. The name of the lifnei tibur shori zot Rashi. The ein lecha, there is no such thing she'osa lemikzas haShabbos umuta lemikzosa. You can't have a thing that half a Shabbos it's osa and half a Shabbos it's muta. Da hashemina l'rove beperik yontem v'meseches beir. Da omar gabi tvila. He spoke about tvilas anoshim. Hoyel bechiyai gavne diktoni hosam. The gagabi tvila hoyel, with this svara of hoyel, bechiyai gavne. Because of the svara of hoyel, we matter someplace else, even though we don't have the lomdus of the head. Diktoni hosam, we learned as follows. Ein matvilim kelim b'shabbos, v'odam toivel. One is not permitted to be matvil kelim, but a person is mutter to toivel himself. V'mrinin kelim my time aloy. What is the Isser of Kalim? Omar Rovim Neshen Nireke Mesakin Kalim. It's also because it's Nireke Mesakin Kalim. Avol Odom. I on Odom that toivels himself is also a Mesakin. Before he was Tommy, now he's Toya. Nireke Meika. No. A person in the mikveh, why should you think that he's toiveling himself? He wants to cool off. So it's not Nireke Mesakin. But Marina and the Gemara, fine. Tinech b'Shabbos, the Shar Yerechitze. So a male one is permitted to table himself in Shabbos. Aba b'Yom HaKippurim da'osa rechitze. V'hakol yoidim de table who mesaken atmi. See someone in the mikveh Yom Kippur, it's not Nirekemeker. Nirekemeker Yom Kippur is also berechitze. So it spells out black and white that he's tabling himself l'tayres atmi. Nu l'tayres atmi is doch a mesaken. My ikel may ikel migzer oto misakin oir tzvi. So here already it's nirikim misakin. Omar Rovis, a Rovis said, in Lomdis you're right, that the emes and the heter of nirikim maker we don't have in Yom Kippur. Obaleke midi, the iser Shabbos, there's nothing. The Isser Shabbos, the B'Shabbos Lishteri, or B'Yema Kippurim Litza, we can't have such a thing. That we were Mater in Shabbos, and we Asser in Yom Kippur. V'hoyul B'Shabbos Lahava L'Misra B'Yema Kippurim Nami Loi Gozer Olay. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so since Rav has said you cannot draw the line and differentiate a fellow between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Savadi Givis, you can't draw the line and differentiate between Blias Chaimitz before the Suda or after the Suda. That is the Gemara's Kash. And for the Gemara, Hoder Bei Rove Mehach. Rove was Chayze from this Teret. You're right. That Rove, you're right, you can't differentiate between before the Suda and after the Suda. If it's Mutter before, it's Mutter after. And Rove Taka learns like Abayi's Teret. And that what the Mishnah says, Megabeya, is also means Megameya Poil. Fak de gemore mi mai de me ha oder bei do me mai hi oder bei. How do you know? Maybe he doesn't hold the svar of hoyo. So the gemore lo isal ke daitach. The sanye kol chai ve tvila is toivlen ke darkon. Bein betishe bov bein bi yoy ma kippurim. We learned a baraisa that chai ve tvila is a toivl bi yoy ma kippurim. We learned this in a baraisa. No, so how could you take a bit of Yom Kippur? So koch, there has to be a heter of hoyo. So memele, the heter of hoyo remains. So koch, we have to say that if the heter of hoyo remains, so memele, so then take it should be mutter, tibur, lachachil also, al soyo. So in the chanami, so hoda beirove meyahi.
sagt Rashi. Hachi gassin hada bei Rava mehada kaidem tibbel muki mas nisim begam meya poilet kabaye vizu nemro tchile vahada bei.
Fakt die Gemara dul mehi hada bei. Vesava de bieme ki purim osar lit vavlem rinen hoyul vahi et me bereish. It's also not because it's at the bereise that tvile is muta bieme ki purim.
Zog taisus. Loi salke daitoch de sanje kol chayvei tvilois toivlen kedalkom. We learned that all chayvei tvilos are toivl kedalkom, so al kolchoch the lomdus has to be because of hoyl. So you see, Rava does all the svar of hoyl. Teime min nolon de meha hodobay. Frag Taisvis, how do you know the meha hodobay? Dilme mitam de meforish hosom. Maybe yet charata from a different thing. Nei matvilen b'shabes mishum de merzei kemisakin kli. Rove in Beye says a reason why one is not permitted to be toivel kalim. So Rove said als merzei kemisakin kli. Then Rove got in tablotus, why is a person permitted to toivel himself? Say it's nire kemeike. Then we get in tablotus, why yem kippur is muta to toivel himself? So then we have problems. So the hoyel. Maybe, but this was Rav's Ashtik Teire, that the reason that Tvilas Kalim is also Zalt Mesakin Kaili, and then we have a whole Chadgadye, that why Tvilas Odom is Mutter. Maybe Rav was Chayza from that reason of Tvilas Kalim, V'yeforesh, and now he learns Pshata Osa Litvail Mishum Gzeiro Shema Yavirenu Dalvamas Bishusaram. One Amoren Beya holds that the Isser of Tvilas Kalim is Alt Shema Yivaren. Now, if the Isser of Tvilas Kalim is Alt Shema Yaviren, so then Tvilas Odom should be Muta. So then there's no reason why Tvilas should be also B'yom HaKippurim. So Memela, so that's Tais Viskash. That's sure that Rava was Chayzer. So what's the Raya that Rava was Chayzer? You're proving from me that Rav does hold the svar of hoyul, since Tvil is mutter b'yom HaKippurim, so called is a svar of hoyul. And therefore, yes, King Akashis, so Megameya should be mutter acher suda also. No, maybe Rav doesn't hold the svar of hoyul. Aye, why is Tvil mutter b'yom HaKippurim? Because the tam of the Iser Tvil is, Tvil is Kalim is also Shema Yavirenu, and by Adam it doesn't pass. So that's why Tvilas Adam is Mutav Yom HaKippurim, but the Svar of Hoyli doesn't hold. That is Tais Viskasha. So Nachamu, V'hani Taimi L'Shaich Ebodam, Hilkach Mutav Yom HaKippurim, B'loi Taimi D'Hoyu, V'Lekulu Amoiroi L'Poi Chosam B'Yom HaKippurim L'Tzer Elo L'Rove, because Rav holds as a the Rav holds is an Isser of Nirik Mesaken, Memela, Rav had a problem. But Oymeri, the Loi Mestaver, Lahafuchi, Trei, Mili, Mishum Chod. That means, if you will say that Rav was Chayzer, so he had Charota of Tushtik Lachtoire. The Trei Mili Nino, Chodo, Mitam, the Nirik Mesaken. First of all, you'd have to say, yes, Charota, that's the Isser of Tvilas Kalim. Now you say he does know the svar of hoyo. Lochi negelait vele meimer de hoda mahach de hoche vishnei dvor of kayom. So therefore it's preferable to say that he had charote from this memre, and he had charote from this memre. That is tais vesteret. The Chayyidish Shavuv asks, he is also charata from two things. First of all, he asked la'acher suda, and second of all, he held, you don't say hoyu. So there's also a chazore of two halachas. Al kaponim, that's what Taisu says, the Gemara did not want to say that he had charata of these two times. Vim taim, v'nuki hach b'raise de toivlem kedalko. Fakta Taisu is another kash. Could be Rav does not hold the svar of hoyu.
Aides a bereise that says that Yetoy will be Yom HaKippurim could be that's command Yom HaTvila Bizman HaMitzvah. So Meila Tvila Bizman HaMitzvah, so Bemeila. So therefore you mutter to be Toivel. The mitzvah is doicha the niri kemisakim. The Rove command the Yom alav mitzvah. And Rove taka holds a loch alav mitzvah. And Rove taka does not hold the svara from Hoyel. So according to Rove will be yosa to be Toivel Yom Kippur. We shleim mishum de tvila bizman a mitzvah lahave sherin and iser tikkun imone. So we can't say that this bereisa holds tvila bizman a mitzvah, and that's why it is mutter to be toivel yourself. Number one. And number two, ubepeire kol kisve akoidish mashme, tafilu leman diyoma tvila bizman a lav mitzvah, is also toivel and kedarko. So you can't say Rava holds tvila bizman a lav mitzvah, and it'll be also take, because the baista hoist that tafilu tvila bizman a lav mitzvah is also mutter. The kedalkon kol chayvi the table kedalkon kol chayvi tefilas the sign yahosam Rabbi Yosi yaima in a mincha lamaila of a person raw carry in a mincha lamaila in a tzorich litvur doesn't have to table himself because he could daven meire that night and he'll table himself at night mash medi boi tovo ein tzorich litvur aval gav the spirulei tefilu bezman olav mitzvah. So you see that lamaise even Philip is man alav mitzvah, you also mutter to table yourself. So Mamela said, so this whole cheshbin that Taisus wanted to say is nishkishtoigin. If you hold hoyil, Philip is man alav mitzvah, is mutter. If you don't hold hoyil, Philip is man, it won't help. Pim taima, the sign in Perik Basra de Yume, hazov vahazov boyonide vetome meis toivlim b'yem akipurim. The table b'yem akipurim. Tomei meis hechi tovul omatoi elis loy oise tvila. What does a tomei meis hear from this tvila? Lein tvila b'loy hazo. You need hazo to be metair a tomei meis. Vazo loy dochi yem akipurim keichi loy dochi shabbos. Kedem ridim b'psachim perke elu dvorim. And hazo is not toichi shabbos. B'leke lo meim b'shetoi loy tvila l'nin shiyucho lahazi islamocho. The tvila al kaponim will accomplish that he can make hazor the next day. Does nan besayf meseches pore? To who atzmai toivul balaylo maze biyoyim? That he toivels himself the night before. Mash mishetzoich lahazor is biyoyim shetova. That hazor has to be the same day of the tvila. That's why he toivels himself the night before the hazor. So memele the tvila the day before the hazor will zichah not help. So what does he accomplish by toivling himself yom kippur since he won't become toil? There's no such thing. It does help. The tefillah will help. That tomorrow you only need hazo. Aye, what is pshat in the beraisa? Who atzmai toivul belaylo mazabayim? The beraisa means vasim kamashlum diyochel litvel belaylo. He's permitted to be toivul. Not he has to be toivul. He's permitted. Ah, what's the chiddush? Avagav the tefillah ketchilas hazo. Dein hazo, b'loy tvila v'hazo b'yoymi, afal pikein, tvila could be b'layla. So it's a heta not a chiv. Inami, hosam ayri b'tvila de la'achar hazo. That is pshat in the Mesechtes poet. Toivul b'layla, umaza b'yoym. That means even though the hazo was b'yoym, it could be toivul the layla afterwards. Kidoma besifro, higdim tvilo lahazo, layosa vlay klub, mash mdikanami tvilo layacher hazo. So we're speaking about the tvilo after hazo, but the tvilo before hazo can zicha be the yoim shalofono. Toivulim kedarko, bein de tesbo, bein be yoim akipurim. Pekama de tainis polagle, abchaninis karakahanim, omar kedayu, beisa lakeinu, laabidol of tvilo achas bashone, that you're not toivul betishabov, hilchasek, kibosei, kidi oma beirshalmi.